Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Yes, that's motherfucking right. And I'm lucky enough to be sitting across from the one and only Billy from the Hollywood Avondale. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. It's good to be here with my queen.
Period. And we were just discussing movies, eating out, filth, other such as awesome stuff. I have a little program in front of me.
Cool.
Of little bangers that are playing at the Hollywood this weekend.
Yeah, the Hollywood in Avondale.
The Hollywood in Avondale.
Yeah, if you don't know that already.
And if you haven't been yet, like, sorry, if you live in this city, it's kind of like required reading.
It is.
Required visit.
Yeah, it's really special. It's a beautiful Art Deco cinema. It's turning 110 this year, which is incredible. So,
no way.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest cinemas that's still running.
In the world?
In New Zealand.
In the world of
New
Zealand.
So that for me is what is most special about the Hollywood, is that it's still being used as a cinema 110 years later, and that's amazing.
And it's not even just being used as a cinema, it also makes for an incredible fucking dance floor.
That's true.
It's so true. And you guys have that new outdoor space.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Incredible.
So we're getting there. We're just, you know, working our little asses off just trying to make it special for all yous.
And it is special. And if you need something to do this weekend, it's giving go to the cinema sort of weather. I mean, it always is, in my opinion. But if you need an excuse, the weather. Take someone you like or love or dislike to the movies.
Or the whole family.
The whole family.
Keep warm and dry, eat some popcorn, have some nice drinks.
All very well-intentioned and curated snacks. Films, screenings, other such as. So I'm just going to read out what's playing.
Okay.
Wait, let's actually discuss what drink you're going to make today, because
Well,
it looks delicious.
Shaq is doing Dry July, I believe. Is this true?
Yes. Sorry, I know. It's embarrassing. But
It's awesome.
Thank you.
Are you fundraising or are you just doing it for your own self?
I'm not fundraising, but you know what? I probably should have done that, considering I am like the biggest drink dog I know. But I need to just do it first and then make sure I'm not going to like embarrass myself with being like, I'm fundraising, and then like relapsing the first week.
I was tempted to say that I was fundraising, but I've been drinking this July, so sorry.
No,
I might
start
this weekend, though. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, just do a weekend. Honestly, doing more than a weekend at one point for me was like pretty groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Not that I've done that, but we're on day 10 of no alcohol, so please.
That's awesome. Well, I'm just about to gaslight you with a margarita spritz.
Good, that's what I need.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I've just got a couple of glasses. I cooled them down with ice.
Wow.
I tipped the ice back out because I realized, oh, I got to make the salt rum. So I just mixed up some pink Himalayan salt in a saucer with some chili flakes.
Awesome.
And now I'm going to put the ice back in.
Oh, divine.
The glass. And yeah, that's there. You can hear it.
Awesome.
And then I'm just going to put some agave lime juice and sugar
into the bottom. This is going to make me think I'm consuming alcohol, which is really going to be awesome for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hopefully it's good. You're my guinea pig, Shaq, so I don't
Excellent.
Know.
I love to be people's guinea pigs.
Yeah. And then we're just going to put some soda water on top instead of tequila, you know.
Beautiful.
And then a lovely slice of fresh lime. I believe they're cheap at the moment, so if you know, scared of the price of limes,
Are they in season?
Perhaps.
I saw
Don't quote me.
Someone in Ponsonby with like a bucket of them outside their house, so I'm assuming they are sort of in season. Are you going to make yourself one?
I will, but I'm just doing you first.
Okay, you're going to do well, I'll wait for you to make yourself.
And then I'm going to... Do you like maraschino cherries?
I don't, but I like the flavour that it puts into the drink, but I won't eat it.
I'm kind of scared, though. Maybe you can have a cherry-less one.
No, please put it in.
Okay.
I need the full experience.
Fine. Look at that.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. I'm just going to mix it up.
Awesome.
Just with my knife, because I don't have a cocktail stirrer
No,
with
it's
me.
Perfect.
But there
oh
you
my
go.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Let's divine. See.
I'm going to wait for you to make yours before I cheers you.
Okay, fine.
So this weekend at the Hollywood, actually it's like sort of just a bunch of huge bangers that are about to play. It's not even just this weekend. But starting this weekend on Sunday at 4 p.m., you're screening the 1993 hit film Free Willy.
Yes, we are. So that that was a late addition to the program because the wonderful Michael Madsen passed away. He sort of known for being like a hot, fabulous bad guy.
In the Tarantino film.
Yes, in Reservoir Dogs by Tarantino, which is fabulous. And he's just so good at being like a sexy bad guy.
Yes, he's in Kill Bill as well.
He is, yeah. But he's also really amazing as a beautiful foster father, soulful but gruff at the same time.
You need that.
And he really enjoyed playing this role because he saw himself as more than a bad guy. Like, he had seven kids and he loved his family, and he sort of really liked the opportunity to explore that on the screen, like being someone that wasn't like slicing people's ears off and shooting them.
Asshole. Yeah.
I think
shout-outs to him.
Yeah, he's really great in this movie, and I think it's a nice tribute to him. So Free Willy is playing at 4 o'clock.
On Sunday. If you're hungover, it won't be me because I'm doing dry July, but if you are, I reckon that'll be a pretty awesome hangover cure, Free Willy.
Yeah, I went into like such a deep dive this week about it though because I really love orcas. They're so beautiful.
They are so beautiful.
Dolphins, not whales. And Free Willy sort of triggered this huge global
movement,
awareness and support of, you know, cruelty and bad treatment of sea creatures in sea parks, which I think is really amazing. And
totally.
The fact that Kiko, that's Willie's name, beautiful Ooh. Kiko, I know, his life was saved from starring in this movie because he was in awful conditions in a pool that was too hot in Mexico. And
disgusting.
The world sort of came together and they raised $20 million to try and free him. Mm. So, yeah, that's a really great story.
Beautiful.
If you want to research on YouTube like me, go down like a rabbit hole.
Please, go down the orca hole.
Yeah.
The orca-sized hole, which, you know what, if the oceans die, we die. So if anyone needs any more information, you should absolutely go and look it up.
Yeah. But, yeah, it just got me thinking about 90s movies and whatnot. Mm. And you were talking to someone from the zoo just before, is that right?
The zoo?
Were you talking to someone at the zoo, or did I just make that up?
When was this?
Was it
just
today?
Just 5 minutes ago? No, but I was speaking to an artist named Morat, so you might have heard some sort of animal.
Oh my God.
No, but you know, I do talk about the zoo probably more than most people because bum the zoo, you know?
I don't know why I thought that. But 90s films starring animals, you know?
Oh, what's my favourite? Oh, I love Homeward Bound.
I know, but it's so sad. It's sad. Oh, my God. They don't make movies like that anymore.
No. Where is the movie starring the real animal? I guess it's giving animal cruelty.
Yeah, but, I mean, not Free Willy. If you deep dive, you can see how cool it is. But what I was meaning to say is that I guess a lot of us have only seen those on VHS, if you're my age. Or on DVD at home on a little screen. So coming out to the movies is really special. Like, it hits a lot harder.
Yeah.
And it's great. Yeah, like, and they're our favourite memories from childhood as well, you know?
Yeah.
So why not revisit?
Exactly, relive.
And bring the kids, you know?
Yeah, I love when... cinemas that play movies that have been... like old, not even old movies, but not just new releases. I'm like,
yeah,
thank you. That's literally what a cinema should be doing.
Yeah.
You don't just play the one movie that just came out. And then even like the movie comes out and it's only in the cinema for like 2 weeks and then it gets...
I know. It's all a bit funny. The ins and outs of the movie world are
I bet it's
weird.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. That'd be like a 7-hour conversation.
Well, I'm here until 7, so we've got another hour and 20 minutes. Shall we cheers?
Yeah, let's cheers.
Well, Billy's, what would you call it? Free Billy?
Free Billy. Yeah.
Free Billy from the movie
me.
Industry.
Yeah.
Cheers, darling. Thanks for making this gorgeous drink.
All
clink,
good.
Clink. All I'm right. going
to... Oh, yeah.
It actually does taste like there's tequila in it.
That's pretty good, right?
That's delicious. You nailed
it. Yeah. I think the ratios are okay.
The ratios are banging. Look, someone's texted in and said this.
Okay, cool.
Cheers to the Hollywood Cinema. Huge fan and supporter of Lady Six last weekend. Great live venue and local cinema. Aficionados par excellence. from Ash.
Oh, thank you, Ash. That means so much. That's what makes it all worth it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I bet that gig was awesome. How was it?
It was amazing. Yeah, I was.
I wish I would have went.
Oh, I was so happy to have Lady at the Hollywood. That was a very much of a treat.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Someone else has texted and saying, Auckland baddies unite. I love to hear Billy and Shaq on the radio.
Oh, nice.
And it's true.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm an Auckland baddie.
You are? Duh. What do you mean? Of course you're an Auckland baddie. Speaking of Auckland baddies, I actually don't even know what this is. The next thing in the program, it says there's an advanced screening of Friendship.
Yeah.
What's that film?
Friendship is a new film from A24, Paramount New Zealand, distributing it in New Zealand, and you get to see that first at the Hollywood, so come on down.
Awesome.
It's selling so fast,
who directed
I would
it?
Get online and book now. I don't know who directed it, I'm sorry. But
Friendship movie.
Yeah, Paul Rudd is one of the stars, and it looks so funny. I was posting some clips on the Instagram and just like giggling and cackling and chuckling.
Andrew DeYoung is the...
Do you know him?
No, don't know him. But it's a film that looks like a comedy, and
it is a comedy, awesome. And that's what we all need right
Some
now.
Some laughs.
Yeah, because bloody hell, there's a lot out there.
Honestly,
that
if
ain't
you don't laugh,
laugh,
you'll cry.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that advanced screening is next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, so jump on line now and at hollywoodavondale.nz and book, and make sure you come early so you can get the best seats.
I personally love sitting on the mezzanine floor.
Yeah.
The very front row.
That is the best. Yeah, but the Hollywood is designed well, so you can actually see pretty much anywhere. So don't panic if you don't get Shaq's seat.
You have to fight me for it.
Yeah.
A week later, you have the New Zealand premiere of Together.
We do.
What is
so
that?
That's a horror film about codependency.
Ooh,
which
that
looks
is a horror.
Very, very cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be funny and fun at the same time.
And they're a real life married couple, these two.
Yeah, so yeah, similar to Nicole and Tom doing their little thing together in the 90s. But yeah, it's fabulous. You should come to that. Flicks are presenting, and you can be in to win merch from Flicks and also Together film merch, which is always exciting. Come and grab your raffle ticket when you enter the building.
You guys always have a really fab giveaway happening when you walk inside. It's like you're already treated for just being there. It's fucking awesome. God,
how
what other
good.
Cinema does that?
I don't know.
And then what also other cinema plays The Room with Greg Sestero in person?
Yeah.
When is that happening?
Have you been to The Room before?
No, but I know all about it. It's not unlike the Rocky Horror Picture Show experience, but probably way more feral and tapped and cooked.
Yeah, yeah. There are spoons.
I've heard about the spoons.
So we throw spoons.
At the screen, eh?
At the screen.
Awesome.
But don't buy your own. Don't buy any new plastic because we're not about that at the Hollywood. We've got some buckets of spoons that you can purchase. For $3, and that money goes to charity. It goes to Kai Avondale to help feed people
awesome.
In need.
Amazing.
And, yeah, Greg Sestero, the star, one of the stars of The Room, is going to be in the house.
Has he come and done this before?
He has.
Wow.
He came maybe a year or two ago, and Tom Sainsbury was the host, which was so funny.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So we're looking for another comedian, actually, who's down to clown... Whatever that means.
Did you hear that, comedians?
Yeah.
We're looking for a host with the most to host Greg Sestero.
And not a boy, actually.
Not a boy, sorry.
If you're not a boy, then hit us up.
Boy comedians aren't funny. Sorry.
I just want to mix it up, you know. I'd love to have a, you know, new take on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty stacked lineup. And then you're going into August with the film festival.
We are.
Fucking hell, I bet that's
cool.
Stacked.
But there's heaps of stuff in between.
Yeah.
Speaking of Auckland baddies as well, Cameo is going to be projecting 35mm tonight, which is very special.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the vibe?
So it's a Japanese anime called Jinro the Wolf Brigade, and I think it's like a post-World War II dystopia, like scary...
Oh my god, it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Damn, go off Cameo.
Yeah, I had a wee look at the print before and it's perfect. And oh, animation always looks and sounds so alive on the big screen when it's projected 35. So
what the actual fuck?
Yeah, you can't get that experience anywhere else.
No, so look, if you're in your car, you should be turning around. Wait, what time is the screen?
The screening's at 7:30. Shorts at 7, movie starts at 7:30.
You've got time to eat some food and then go to the Hollywood and watch this film because it actually looks fucking incredible. And it's on 35mm.
It's really cool.
Thank God there's people, you know, sustaining the culture.
Well, it's all about the love, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all about the love of it. It's tough sometimes, you know, having a venue like the Hollywood and trying to bring it all about, trying to drag people along to Free Willy this Sunday at 4:00. But yeah, it's, yeah, the small wins is what makes it all worth it.
Mm. So true. Well, thanks for coming in and yapping to me about movies.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see you.
Yeah. And I hope there's some sort of dance floor I can be in. I can attend coming up soon at the Hollywood.
Or create the vibe.
Oh, I guess I could create the vibe.
Yeah.
I'm a vibe creator sometimes.
Awesome.
And thanks for this delicious beverage. It's been awesome. It really does taste like there's tequila in it. Not that I need that, but
it just feels, we've just put some love and care into making it, so it feels like a drink.
Exactly. Mm. Well, thanks. Shout outs to you, Billy. And if you're listening, we've just been yapping about the Hollywood Avondale, the awesome, incredible, 110 years old this year cinema, which if you haven't been to, what the hell is your problem? Go to it starting tonight.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram because that's the easiest way to keep up to date. Hollywood Avondale. That's it.
Awesome.
At Hollywood Avondale.
Slow. Awesome. Thanks, Billy.
Lots of love, Shaq.
I'm going to play you some mannequin pussy now.
I asked.
And you shall receive.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.